It's time for the emergency break of the week.
Good morning. How are you?
Hey, Mike. Good morning.
Now you got right. George and Craig here.
I'm sorry.
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt.
Because both teams were west of the Mason-Dixon.
By a wheels-off comment.
The Mason-Dixon runs east and west.
Oh.
Or technical meltdown.
Wait, I'm in cerveza.
I'm sorry?
What?
What'd you say, sir?
Let's see who yanked the brake the hardest this week on The Little Ticket.
Yes, it's time for that e-brake once again. Here live from Fort Worth, we'll give you three candidates, and we'll let you vote on them at 888-787-1310. And we do encourage you to vote responsibly. Candidate number one comes to us from that Cirque de Soroy show this week. Mike Soroy and his brother Cash have been filling in for Norm from 10 to noon. And they've had some really interesting guests, including the guy that was attacked off the California coast by a shark. Did you hear any of that?
My long-distance swimming challenge.
Uh-oh.
Did you hear any of that?
I did not.
Man, it was frightening what that guy went through, able to survive it, despite the fact that he thinks it was a great white that came right at him. He saw it coming at him from the bottom. And, geez, like 12 feet away is when he first got visibility of him and then was able to hit him in the nose and fight him off and all that. Well, Cash thought that he would do comedy with this shark attack victim, and the victim really wasn't ready to laugh along with.
My long-distance swimming challenges, that might be done permanently, unfortunately.
Yeah, because if you don't go back swimming, then the terrorists have already won.
You know, I'd right now it's just too soon to decide, but I know for sure I'll be in the pool. That's a no-brainer.
There you go, yeah. Do some laps.
That's a no-brainer.
Do some
in
laps.
The ocean?
Gosh.
Cash thought that would be the good time to bring up the terrorist win if you don't go back and swim among the sharks. And
leaderboard.
After a slight pause, that guy wanted none of that. But I think Cash and Mike have had a good week
When did that attack occur?
Just like a few months ago.
He should be over it.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow. It's time to move on.
Man. All right, that's Cash Soroy up for an e-break. Candidate number two comes to us from the morning show. Gordon Keith, it says here.
I object. I'm putting the system on trial.
We had a great time the other day in South Oak Cliff with our good friend Dwayne Carraway, the Dallas City Councilman. And we were talking about the fact that he still looks pretty darn young. He must be doing something to make himself look so young. And Gordon had a wild theory as to why he looks so young.
Really good skin. I mean, you look really young in the face.
Well, you know, you had to go through a few things, you know, to get.
Have you had cosmetic work?
Not at all.
Okay.
He takes care of himself.
Yeah, I mean, well, to a degree.
You know, some people like rub placenta on their face.
What is placenta?
Gordon?
It's
you brought it up. Explain to him what it is.
It's basically what becomes afterbirth.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I just use Vaseline.
Okay. Dwayne Carraway does not rub afterbirth
on his face. I just put Vaseline on, man.
I said no with your association with pregnant women and all that.
Man, at the time, it seemed like that was a hang time of like 30 seconds.
It is so much shorter than I remember.
Yes. It's so dangerous to have you guys on the air at the same time. Because a couple of stop-down specialists, you and Dwayne Carraway.
I love it's like a closer.
Right back on you. What is placenta?
What is placenta?
All right, one more time just for giggles.
Really good skin. I mean, you look really young in the face.
Well, you know, you had to go through a few things, you know, to get.
Have you had cosmetic work?
Not at all.
Okay.
He takes care of himself.
Yeah, I mean, well, to a degree.
You know, some people like rub placenta on their face.
What is placenta?
Gordon?
It's
you brought it up. Explain to him what it is.
It's basically what becomes afterbirth.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I just use Vaseline.
Okay. Dwayne Carraway does not rub afterbirth
on his face. I just put Vaseline on, man.
I said no with your association with pregnant women and all that.
All right, that was a really odd moment. We have a lot of odd moments with Dwayne Carraway, but that was awesome the other day. All right. This is just wrong. What happened on MSNBC yesterday. We had the very horrific story of the Malaysian Airlines plane crash shot out of the air over Ukraine, right on the border of, with Russia. And I never know how this happens, that they don't maybe check their sources a little bit closer to see who exactly they're talking to. Are you familiar with the host on MSNBC named Crystal Ball?
That is so
You're
made up.
Kidding
I'm
me.
Telling you.
It fits her perfectly.
She spells it with a K.
No, I don't know of her.
Okay. Hmm. Well, she got pranked yesterday. Now, some would say this e-break is on her for immediately not cutting this guy off. But this guy is a jerk and taking this tragedy and doing a Howard Stern bit.
And let's turn now to an MSNBC exclusive. U.S. Staff Sergeant Michael Boyd is at the U.S. Embassy in Ukraine and says that he saw a missile in the air hit the plane. He is on the phone with us. Sergeant, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
I can. Please tell us what you saw there on the ground in Ukraine.
Well, I was looking out the window and I saw a projectile flying through the sky, and it would appear that the plane was shot down by a blast of wind from Howard Stern's ass.
So it would appear that the plane was shot down. Can you tell us anything more from your military training of what sort of missile system that may have been coming from?
Well, you're a dumbass, aren't you?
I'm sorry, sir. All right, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back with all the latest next.
Boy, dang. She is a dumbass.
Okay, she tanked. There's
Why
no
did
doubt.
She ask him
she
another question?
Okay,
ear.
But let's not direct our anger towards her. How about this guy?
No, the e-brake is on her.
The e-brake may be on her, but the onus is on this guy being a huge jerk to do that.
Why did she ask him a follow-up
exactly.
question?
As I told Fernando earlier, she could have had a producer in her
it's
ear saying something.
It's always the producer's fault.
Well, yes, it is always the producer's fault, and maybe she was distracted by something where she didn't hear, or maybe she thought, wow, that's an odd way to describe it. This guy's really being insensitive, and she doesn't know the whole Howard Stern bit.
But even after he said, boy, you're a dumbass, it's like she still wanted to keep him on the line.
Well, I think at that point she realized, okay, we got to get out of this somehow. All right, one more time.
And let's turn now to an MSNBC... exclusive. U.S. Staff Sergeant Michael Boyd is at the U.S. Embassy in Ukraine and says that he saw a missile in the air hit the plane. He is on the phone with us. Sergeant, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
I can. Please tell us what you saw there on the ground in Ukraine.
Well, I was looking out the window and I saw a projectile flying through the sky, and it would appear that the plane was shot down by a blast of wind from Howard Stern's ass.
So it would appear that the plane was shot down. Can you tell us anything more from your military training of what sort of missile system that may have been coming from?
Well, you're a dumbass, aren't you?
I'm sorry, sir. All right, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back with all the latest next.
Man, I'm sorry.
Poor Crystal Ball.
How could Crystal Ball not see that coming?
That's a good point.
Yeah.
That is a good point.
All right. Your three candidates, Cash, Gordo, or Crystal Ball. Let's all vote responsibly at 888-787-1310. Hello. You're on the ticket. Who wins the e-brick?
Long live Spastic Eric. If I don't vote responsibly, the terrorists win.
There's a cash vote. Hello, you're on Ticket Radio.
David Mino for the Lee Trevino drop.
We present the candidates you vote, sir, okay? All right. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break? Hello?
Hey, P1, this is Dane Mino, voting responsibly for Sir Fitzroy. And I want to thank old Diarrhea Pants. He won me $5 on a bet as soon as Murfreesboro.
Okay, your call's way too long, sir.
It's just too much.
Hello, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Hey, that music is Dwayne Calloway again.
Okay.
Not bad.
Yeah. Be careful.
I would just call and tell you that Dwayne Calloway does not like plastic bags, and I do not like the anthemers.
Not bad. Funny. Hello, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
That'd be Hooter Brown.
Nope. Hi, you're on the ticket.
Yeah, I'd like the write-in for David Mino.
You can't have a write-in, sir.
Everybody needs to know we're trying to save Mino's job.
Yeah. Yeah. And out of respect for Lee, okay?
Yes.
It's out of respect for Lee.
I didn't hear it. Was it really bad?
Yeah.
I think the hard line replayed it a bunch of times.
Yeah, probably. We'll talk about it later.
Okay.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Yeah, I'd like to vote for Cash, and I love you madly, Giorgio.
Thank you. Thank you, sir. Hello, you're on Sports Radio 1310 and 96.7 FM, The Ticket.
This is Juan Grande, the White Devil, and I want to vote for dumbass and the legalization of cannabis. Go
Thank you. Hello, you're on the ticket.
Yeah, I didn't slice more.
No, you're off the ticket.
Yes.
Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310 and FM.
You know what I am, Radio?
Unfortunately.
Hey, it's Natalie Maines.
Die.
Hey, Nita, I always love Vaseline on my black box. You know, love you.
What the heck?
I guess that was the crystal ball vote there. I just heard black box. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Can you hear me? I'd like to vote for the ass man.
For the ass man?
Who's
that?
That's
George.
Crystal ball, right?
Howard Stern's ass.
Can you hear me? Yeah. Hi, you're on the ticket.
Yes, I'd like to vote for Gordon's gray-haired baby R-Man, VSB Square, baby.
Confusing.
Oh, okay. Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310 and 96.7 FM, The Ticket.
Good morning, Wake and Bake. I'd like to vote for Crystal Ball.
Oh, hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
See.
Stop it. Stop it. Stop laughing, everybody. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
The anus is on Gordo's gonorrhea test and Junior's microbes.
Wow. Okay. Thank you for the undervote. Okay, we're ready. Hi, you're on the ticket, America's favorite radio station.
Hi, do you guys think with all the notoriety that Gordo's gotten from his radio show, writing, TV, that he could be like the next city councilman or something?
Maybe. Maybe someday. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
David Mino.
Stop it. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Yes, as a Christ follower, I'd like to make a responsible vote.
Okay.
You guys are dumbasses.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have a winner. Crystal ball. For not cutting this guy off for being an imposter yesterday on MSNBC.
And let's turn now to an MSNBC exclusive. U.S. Staff Sergeant Michael Boyd is at the U.S. Embassy in Ukraine and says that he saw a missile in the air hit the plane. He is on the phone with us. Sergeant, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
I can. Please tell us what you saw there on the ground in Ukraine.
Well, I was looking out the window, and I saw a projectile flying through the sky, and it would appear that the plane was shot down by a blast of wind from Howard Stern's ass.
So it would appear that the plane was shot down. Can you tell us anything more from your military training of what sort of missile system that may have been coming from?
Well, you're a dumbass, aren't you?
I'm sorry, sir. All right, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back with all the latest next.
Dang.
That was generic. We'll be back with all the latest next.
Well, she didn't know what to say. All right. I hate to give this to Crystal Ball because she was wronged yesterday, but I'm assuming that's her first win.
Yeah, she tries Joe Biden and Cactus.
I'm insane.
All right.